With me?
Yes.
All right, perfect. I'm on now. I'm so sorry about that.
Hi, this is Carolina on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you were transferring?
Her name is Miss Angela Jackson. First name is A-N-G-E-L-A. Last name J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Miss Jackson, she'll take you from here. Thank you, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you.
Hi, Angela. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. So, Angela, would you like to see if you did meet the criteria to participate in the Debo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. And have you had an attorney assist you with this or signed with another legal agency?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Can you confirm your date of birth?
March 19, 1984.
Perfect. I got March 19, 1984. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And Angela, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Debo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember when it was that you were diagnosed, Angela?
February 7th, 2024.
Okay. February 7th, 2024, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Debo Provera or that used it as well?
I know a couple of people I used to work with.
Okay. And they used it and they were also affected, or you just know that they used it?
Yeah, I know one was affected. I don't know about the other two.
The one that was affected, do you know her name by any chance?
It's been a while since I saw her. Her name was Michelle. I can't even remember her last name.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and did you consume or use the name brand injectable Debo Provera? Was it under that name?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And was that equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using it? Do you remember, Angela?
December of 22.
Okay.
2022.
December 2022. And when was the very last time that you used it?
January.
Okay.
This year.
Okay. So you started in December 2022 and you ended around January of this year. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, Angela?
I'm a female.
Perfect. And I know the gentleman did spell out your name. I got A-N-G-E-L-A, last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Did you have a middle name?
It's Monique.
Monique. Was that M-O-N-I-Q-U-E?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what was your social, Angela?
427-51-9610.
Perfect. I'm going to read that back to you. I got 427-51-9610. Is that right?
Yes.
Great. And did you have an email address?
It's houjammy, the number 2, at gmail.com.
Okay, let me read that back to you. I got houjam as in mom, m as in mom, y, the number 2, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then the phone number I see here is 754-247-0068. Is that right?
Play that again.
754-247-0068.
What is that?
Is that your primary phone number?
No, ma'am. It is 601-918-1129.
Sorry about that. So I got 601-918-1129.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I think that might have been the transfer number that they use. But no worries. And then what was your address?
9601 Comstock, Comstock, mm-hmm. Avenue. Yes, Van Cleve, Mississippi, 39565.
Okay. I got 9601 Comstock Avenue, and that's in Van Cleve, Mississippi, zip code 39565. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was there an apartment number? Is this a house?
No, it's a house.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay, great. Now, Angela, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you have a name you can remember?
Dr. Maria Domino.
Okay. Dr. Maria Domino. It looks like she's based in Jackson, Mississippi. Is that the one?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I got here Maria Paula Domino in Mississippi. Perfect. Just one second. Okay, and do you remember the facility where you were treated? I'm sorry, I think the line was cutting off, Angela. Do you have the facility where you were treated?
The University of Mississippi Medical Center.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Just one second. Okay, the University of Mississippi Medical Center, and that's in Jackson, Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay, great. Was this the same place where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever get a prior cancer diagnosis?
Just a meningitis.
Okay. And do you have the medical records for this as well?
You guys can, y'all have full access to receive them.
Perfect. So the hospital would have them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, just one second. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Angela, does anyone come to mind?
My oldest son.
Okay. And what was your son's first and last name?
His name is Houston Mac.
Okay. Houston Mac. And did you have a phone number for him?
601-918-1129.
Perfect. So now it does ask for an email of his on the emergency contact. Do you have one? For him?
Is Houston Mac 55 at gmail.com.
Okay, and Mac, was this M-A-C-K or just M-A-C?
M-A-C-K.
M-A-C-K 55 at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And he lives with you?
Yes.
Okay. Just one second here. Okay. Great. Now, I am going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what this DocuSign is for is it's just giving the law firms permission to go ahead and pull those medical records. Okay. Do you want this sent to your email, to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
Email, please. The HOU. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, it's just going to take one second. I do want to review some information on here. That way we don't have to, if there are any errors, we would have to re-sign. So that's the last thing we want. Okay, I got Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Jackson, common spelling. I have your address is 9601 in Comstock Avenue, Van Cleve, Mississippi, and that's 39565. I have your email as houjammy, the number 2, at gmail.com. I have, date of birth is 03191984, and then your social is 427519610. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I did just send that to your email. If you can pull that up and let me know when you receive that, I'd be more than happy to walk you through it if you do need the assistance.
Okay, I haven't received it yet. Okay, now I see it. Hold on.
Okay, perfect.
Carolina Hernandez.
Yes, that's right. And then if you have any problems, just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
Okay, let me see. It says review the document. Okay, this is completed.
Okay, perfect. I can let you know when I... Okay, I just received that on my end, Angela. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to have my contact information, the law firm's contact information. If you have any case-specific questions, I would definitely reach out to them. They'll be more, you know, able to assist you better. But if you do have any questions in the meantime or any concerns, you can always reach out to me and I'd be more than happy to help. Before I do let you go, Angela, do you have any questions for me?
Not right off, I don't. Do you know about how long the process takes?
I know it does vary from case to case. That's really all I can say on it. It is a little lengthier, I would say, than class action lawsuits. But with that, I know the settlements tend to be a little bigger as well because it is individual. That's all really I know about that. Angela, do you have any other questions?
No, that's all.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great day, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.